In this episode of the Trick Podcast of Joy here on June 9th, 2025, I'm going to talk about my commitment to audio podcasting. My commitment to audio podcasting. I was just listening to a podcast called The Best People with Nicole Wallace, and she's interviewing Kara Swisher. And Kara has been a longtime podcaster, audio, and then she also has a kind of the video version on YouTube. And then, of course, I also have my friend Cliff. Shout out to Cliff out there in Kentucky, Northern Kentucky, who also has been a huge inspiration to me as far as podcasting. So these influences in my life, or these two people and many others, have influenced me in the area of podcasting. And I really have, unfortunately, I guess, been swayed by the advent of video podcasting. I don't really like video podcasting. I don't think my face is made for video, as they say. I have a face for radio. I don't think it's that alone. That's part of it. But, you know, you have to really be an entertaining, engaging kind of person on video. And put me in front of a stage or in front of a crowd with on a stage with a guitar and a mic, singing or preaching or speaking, and I love it. But talking to a camera, it's just not quite my jam. I do it, but it's just not my favorite. So all that to say that I really enjoy audio only. And so I'm recommitting to that, even though, because I love it. And, you know, something that this podcast I was listening to, what they said, which I've always believed, is that podcasting is like listening to the radio. It's something you can just listen to in the background, driving, working out at the gym, just in bed, whatever, right? And it's just a beautiful medium that I grew up with. I grew up with radio. I remember my grandfather and my mom to this day listening to the radio. And speaking of the radio, I'm right now currently in my garage, and guess what I have next to me? You might be able to hear it. I have the radio on. I love the radio. Music or news, or I'm not into news, but just having noise in the background noise. So now the other thing that I have struggled with is, what do I talk about besides my life and what I'm doing? I'm not really into interviews, because then that gets too crazy. Although I think I'll begin to do that. I've said this a million times, and I do want to do some interviews. Second, I want to talk about, I don't know, just life in general. This is just like life with David Trigg, the Trigg Podcast of Joy. And kind of what brings me joy, and also what makes me sad and what touches my heart. So today I'm going to talk about my beautiful son and how much I miss him. So you might have a son, a brother, a friend that you miss. And so hopefully this will touch your heart. So I just saw my son yesterday, my beautiful boy. He's a senior at UCSB. He's in his last year. And so it's just, you know, he's 21, so he's not like a little boy or anything. But I think if you're a parent, you of course relate. It's just one of those things. I love my son. I love him. I love looking at him. We went out to get some food yesterday. We played some music last night. We talked. We hung out. I listened to him about school, talk about school and about just life in general and work. And it's just a beautiful thing. Beautiful to listen and to, like I said, just hang out with him. And, you know, I think I always used to think, as an Enneagram 3, by the way, that I had to be some perfect dad. And maybe I have tried too hard to be the perfect father, whatever that means. And I think as I've gotten older, as he's gotten older, I've realized that every time I make a mistake, or I get upset, or I don't say enough, or the right things, or that I'm not, quote, the perfect dad, that's okay and that's beautiful. Because I am in his life. I am his father since he was born. We also have two beautiful daughters. And so I feel the same way about our girls. Shout out to our daughters. And so, but with our son, my wife and I have both, I think as him being the youngest, being a male, you know, males kind of take time to figure things out. We've really just loved on him and cared for him in a special way. And that makes us really happy. There's nothing like spending time with him. So As I said yesterday, we had some food. We went to watch the not the Lakers, but the NBA Finals, Indiana versus Oklahoma, and that was fun. And just to hang out with him, and while we were there, we saw some kids that went to the same high school that he went to, Millikan High School here in Long Beach. Shout out to Millikan. They, I think, were coming straight from baseball practice or a game, so they were just hanging out, having some Cokes and some burgers and stuff, and they were high school kids. It was just fun to have our son remember Millikan, and then we came home, we talked, he took a nap, I also did some work, and then we played a song that I wrote, which was so fun to have him learn a song that I wrote. First, I played it for him a while back, when he first got home, I think it was Saturday, and he loved it, and I was so proud to play the song for him. I was playing drums and bass and the whole thing, singing, and I wrote the song. He loved it, and of course, I love that. And then last night, before he left this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, I said, "Hey, son, you want to learn my song and maybe record it?" We didn't get to record it because it got kind of late. It was like almost 10 p.m. last night. But we were playing it, and it was just fun to work together on the song and try to work different parts. And I was saying, "Oh, do this, do that." And he's like, "No, I don't think so. I want to do this." So that was kind of fun to disagree on music. How about that? All that is part of the deal, right? And we finally figured it out, and then we took a break, and we didn't get to record, maybe next time, but it was just great to share music. And then late at night, maybe like midnight, I went into his room, and we just talked for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just about his life and about his last year here of school and his friends and girls and work and life and just all the things that really matter to him. And it was such a joy to remind him that our commitment is to our family, to each other, first to Jesus, and second to family, because family is everything. I told him how I love my sisters and I get into fights with her sometimes. Just last week I did, and we're both in our 50s now, but how I always come back and say, "I'm sorry, sister, for making you upset," and I always make my love for her and commitment known to her. Because she's my sister, and I love my sister. Both of my sisters, by the way. Shout out to my sisters. And so it was great to just share with him the value of always having a good relationship with his sisters. And of course he does. But yeah, there were just some little things here and there that came up this week. And so I was just encouraging him to work things out and to not let any of that stuff get in the way of love and of unity as a family. So it was beautiful. And then he left this afternoon. I texted him. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye because he was still sleeping when I left early this morning. But I can't wait to see him. We're going to see him next week because he's going to go through the graduation ceremony, even though he's not yet done, because he'll be done before next May. And so, one of those things. So it'll be bittersweet, quote unquote, because he's not really done, but we're still going to celebrate and do all that stuff this weekend. So congratulations, son. You're almost there, but we're going to celebrate you regardless, because to be a graduate or near graduate of UCSB is a wonderful thing. So I'm very proud of you, my beautiful son. So I guess my encouragement to you, the listener, is to make sure that you're enjoying your children, whether they're young or old or whatever, to enjoy them, because I don't know, just because you never know, and you have so little time in their lives, and it feels when they're young that it's so difficult, and it is, to be a young parent. It may feel hard when they're older and you have to work and listen to their bigger problems, but I believe that at least so far, the seasons that we've been through with them, that there's nothing more beautiful than to be a father and a mother and a parent. To be united to my wife in a beautiful marriage that we honor and that we love each other and that we value, and then to be an example to our three adult kids of what relationship they need to have someday. So beautiful stuff. We feel privileged and honored to be in their lives. And so I want to encourage you, no matter how good or bad or strained or perfect your relationship with your kids may be, or you may not be the perfect father or mother, you may be amazing, that you continue to love, hug them, kiss them. I kiss my son all the time. I hug them. I play with his hair. in public at this place, I was just loving on him because he's my son. And so if you're not that way, that's fine. But to make sure that you're in their lives, to spend time with them, and yeah, hug them, kiss them, tell them you love them, because these young men, they need a lot of love and attention and guidance, because the world can be very rough to them and mean, and friends and girls and jobs and bosses and all that stuff can be very difficult for a young man. So obviously do that to your daughters as well, but specifically talking specifically about young men, to do that. And so I had the privilege this year, speaking of mentoring young students, the joy of the last 2 years mentoring 15, 20 young men at the school where I work. And it's just a joy to teach them music, to be in their lives, to hang out, to laugh, to guide them, teach them, discipline them as needed, and just to be in their lives. And what a joy that's been to do that. And so if you're an educator, a parent, if you're a young man, young lady yourself, be sure that you say thank you to life, to God, most of all, for the mentors and teachers and friends, parents, imperfect as they may be, make the effort to improve your relationships with your friends and family and your parents, your mom and dad, siblings, because as I said, time is short and the days are evil. You never know how long you're going to have your parents for, what could happen, blah, blah, blah. God is good. God is faithful. Enjoy your family and enjoy the rest of this summer. And if you would like my mentorship and like to hang out, please let me know. Email me. Find me on Instagram at David Trigg. You can also look up my website, davidtrigg.com, or you can find me on Twitch, on TikTok, on Instagram, and YouTube, Facebook, all those things, Twitter, LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. You can find me anywhere you'd like. Listen to my music as well and my podcast, most of all, the Trigg Podcast of Joy, on Spotify, iTunes, podcast app, all the places. And make sure that you subscribe and that you leave me a comment. Let me know how you're doing, what your plans are for this summer. Thank you again for listening. I'll see you next time. Adios.